Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, guys, before we start today's show, you know, here at Part of the Problem, we want you to have amazing sex. We'd like you to have amazing sex, which is why I want to tell you about a popular sexual enhancer, the Promescent Delay Spray, that's been used by over a million men and is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down, so you don't have to worry about finishing too soon. No prescriptions, no mess, no pesky subscriptions required. Just better sex guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. It's easy to use, it'll help you last longer, and it'll give you more confidence. See what the buzz is all about for yourself. Grab a bottle along with all of your sexual wellness products, from specifically formulated arousal gels to supplements and more, in one trusted spot that ships fast and discreet. Go to promescent.com. No promo code needed, as they're offering free shipping with a 60-day money-back guarantee. One more time, that's promescent.com. They've got an assortment of products to enhance your sex life. Go check them out today at promescent.com. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
We need to roll back the state. We spy on all of our own citizens.
Our prisons are flooded with nonviolent drug offenders.
If you want to know who America's next enemy is, look at who we're funding right now.
Every single one of these problems are a result of government being way too big.
Oh, hello, hello. What's up, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of Part of the Problem. I'm Dave Smith. I am solo for this episode. Robbie the Fire Bernstein is out, took the vaccine, and died. Died that day, moments later. Contrary to rumors you may have heard, it was not the COVID that killed Rob. He beat that with no problem. Had the natural immunity. Just wanted to eat at his favorite sandwich shop. Took the vaccine. Drop dead, just like that. R.I.P. We will miss you, and you will be replaced very shortly. All right, Rob's not dead. The vaccine didn't kill him, but he is out for this episode. He'll be back soon, but I got my trusty producer Brian with me, and we're gonna put on a show for you guys today. I think we'll have some fun with this one. I was just informed of this, I think yesterday. Some fine person on Twitter tweeted at me that he thought I would have fun with this video responding to it, and I think he's right. Now, I will say that I missed this. This is from months ago. I did not know this video was made, but one a fellow by the name of Hassan Piker made another video about me. Now, Hassan Piker, for people who don't know, from what I understand, he is one of the biggest Twitch streamers in the country. I think he's the biggest political Twitch streamer out there. I'm not sure if I'm right about that, but he's definitely up there. He's one of them. And he's Cenk Uygur, from the Young Turks. He's his, I think his nephew, maybe his little brother. I don't know. He's related to that guy. He's the much...
His nephew.
Okay. He's the much better looking, somehow even dumber version of Cenk Uygur. I had made a video about him years ago, because he made some video debunking libertarianism and
We had fun breaking that down on the show. And then he made a video about me after one of my Rogan appearances. I think the, not my last one, but the one before that, he made a video of it. And then I guess he made a video of my last appearance on Rogan. But I didn't know this because I don't watch his stuff because I'm not a 16-year-old chick. So I was unaware about this video till someone tweeted it to me. But I will say that Hassan is he's a fun foil. He's an easy target, and it's fun to respond to some of these videos. So someone sent this to me. I watched about 45 seconds of it, and I was like, this is just going to be fun. He's got a certain style. I think he gets it from Cenk Uygur, where he'll kind of do this thing, you know, like if he's taking someone on. It's a very strange thing they do, where they don't really argue with you. They just kind of yell, like Cenk Uygur will do this thing. He's like, yeah, of course you're wrong. You know, a lot of that. I don't know. It's hard to say, hard to describe. But so anyway, we'll pull this up, and I think we'll have fun going through it. So the video is a response to the clip on Rogan talking about vaccine passports, which are an issue that I'm particularly passionate about. And I think are one of the biggest things happening right now in the country, and one of the biggest threats to not only like liberty, but just to the health of the nation in general. That I think this is something that is very, very dangerous to a peaceful, functioning society. And so this is. It's interesting that I just happen to see this now. Of course, things have changed a little bit since a few months ago when I was talking about it and when Hassan made this video. So it'll be kind of interesting for me to respond to this now. Anyway, the last time he made a video about my previous appearance on Rogan, we made a video responding. A lot of people seem to enjoy that, tearing apart, you know, his stuff. So we'll do that one more time. And I will say at the beginning, as I said last time, happy to have a conversation with the guy. It didn't happen after the last time. I wouldn't hold my breath on it, but I'm happy to do it if he wants to. So let's play the video, and we'll stop it when appropriate and respond.
Dave Smith passionately opposes vaccine passports. Oh, yeah, dude, new bro Jogan.
Christ. I'll tell you what I can't stand, which just like makes my blood boil, is when they use your basic freedoms as a negotiating tool. Like they're like, well, if you do X, Y, and Z, then maybe we'll let you have restaurants.
Exactly.
Maybe we'll let you do this. Like, who the f-
and you get back some of your freedoms.
Like you're now you're using my freedom as a carrot on a stick to get me to do what I want to do. Like, what type of sick shit is that?
Dude. Yeah, dude. Honestly, passports in general are oppressive. Respect. So are driver's licenses. Remember when I told you guys that being an American is about, you know, eating jalapeno poppers at Applebee's? It's just literally that's it. That's it. If you can't get the jalapeno poppers at Applebee's, then what the fuck is the entire purpose of living like this?
Because this
well, okay, so let's pause it right there already. Let's start. So here's where we start with, all right, I don't know. So again, like his whole thing is never actually about like taking on an argument. It's just like kind of mocking you and trying to talk down to you. It's a very, and this is why I'm sure he's got a huge audience, but you know that you can already tell right there, your audience must be very young. This is like a high school crowd and they're not very bright. And the reason
5 million Twitch followers,
he's got a lot. But the reason why I can tell you that is obvious is because this is like a clear tactic. This is the way. This isn't the way that an adult argues with someone. It's the way that the cool kid in high school tries to shame someone. You know, it's like this kind of like, oh yeah, you're real cool doing that. Look, to say, okay, vaccine passports are whatever I said, they're you know, an infringement on basic liberties, and that they're using your basic liberties as a negotiating tool and all of this. To say, oh yeah, passports in general are that. Well, okay, fine. Yes, to some degree, that's kind of true, right? However, this is much worse. So, yes, you could say, like, if somebody kicked you in the shin, that's an assault. And if somebody hit you over the head with a baseball bat, that's also an assault. Why be more outraged about the baseball bat? Well, because it's a much worse version of that. So needing a passport to go to Paris is a lot different than needing a passport to go to a restaurant up the block from you, and your gym, and your salon, and whatever else the fuck they arbitrarily decide next. Which who the hell knows, because once you've set this precedent, why really should you be able to go to the grocery store but not a restaurant? So there's a very, like, once you've gone down this train, why wouldn't they just, expand this to lots of other areas? Doesn't really seem to make sense. It's very, by the way, in New York City right now, it's very arbitrary, some of the places that you can and can't go. Like, there's certain, like, you know, places where you can go, because I know my wife was looking into this while we were in New York City. Like, if you're not vaccinated, there's a, like, she can get her, like, nails and hair done, but she can't get a facial. Like, it's very, very arbitrary why those would be okay and that one wouldn't be okay. Anyway, so, yes, you can also say that national boundaries and passports. Now, of course, passports traditionally don't automatically come with vaccinations. There are some countries you have to get vaccinated before you visit. However, they're just, it's different in scale and kind. So why, you know, I don't know. Why is it that you're not concerned with, if there's like a bug that bit humans' heads off, you go, oh, well, what, you know, you don't have a problem with mosquitoes. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, okay, they're both bugs biting you. One is much, much worse. So that's what I'll start with right there. Bring it back just a few seconds. What was the other thing you said? Because there was something there that was fun to respond to. I lost my train of thought already. You're getting in my head,
Applebee's.
Hassan.
It's just literally that.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Right. So the whole jalapeno poppers at Applebee's, that's the whole point of life or whatever. It's like, well, of course, we're not just talking about jalapeno peppers at Applebee's. We're kind of talking about everything at Applebee's and every other restaurant and a whole bunch of, you know, like just basic, you know, businesses. But again, you understand where, first off, it's very condescending. For people who don't know, Hassan is like, he's like a model and a communist, I think, is basically his thing, and a video gamer. And it's interesting that some of these like socialist communist types who claim to be all about the working class, they're immediately like, first off, he's fucking rich as shit. You know what I mean? And then it's like, oh, you want your jalapeno peppers? It's like a poppers or whatever. Like, oh, okay. Fine. Yeah, actually, a lot of working class people do like that. They're pretty damn good, by the way. But, you know, you understand already, okay, Violet, saying that there's one class of people who can't, even if we do reduce it down to jalapeno poppers, as, you know, which is the tactic that the people who have supported the COVID regime always use. You know, oh, you want to go get a haircut? When in reality, it's like people who want to go work so they can fucking put food on the table for their family. But okay, don't you understand by the same logic you could be like, it's just a water fountain, bro. Like, who the fuck cares? Just drink water. Bring a bottle of water from home. You know what I mean? Like, okay, it's not really so much about how valuable the thing is. It's that it's discrimination under the law that we're kind of, you know, opposed to. So anyway, this idea of like, first off, it's not just as if we're upset that there's one item at Applebee's that people can't get. We're upset that they're basically made into second class citizens. And we're terrified at the path that we're going down by doing this, right? So it's not that. But even if you wanted to reduce it to one little simple thing, don't you see where you could do this with so many different things? I mean, they're just yellow stars, bro. Like, you have a big deal. There's a big problem with putting a yellow star on your jacket. I mean, the idea of downplaying, stigmatizing, and discriminating under the law against one entire group of people, which for the record is tens of millions of Americans, is, you know, not a good argument. All right, let's keep playing.
If you can't get the jalapeno poppers at Applebee's, then what the is the entire purpose of living like this?
Yeah. Because this is not something that they're just going to keep with COVID vaccines. If there's a way that they can get you to show your papers and to show whether you have an app on your phone, whether you're, you know, whatever it is that you have to have in order to be able to freely travel around the United States, they're going to keep that fucking thing.
Yeah, this is, and I think objectively, the country went totalitarian for about a year.
But these motherfuckers are like, you need an ID. You need like a whole ass ID to fucking vote and like two witnesses in the state of Alabama, and that's good. But like, if you have a fucking vaccine passport, that is literally communist China. Like, get it together, guys. This is just like Nazi Germany if you have a vaccine passport. Like, yeah, fucking literally every other country. Your logic doesn't make sense. What do you mean my logic doesn't make sense? I believe that there are already a fuckload of precautions that that you need to go around to try to vote illegally. Okay,
all right.
And it's not a thing.
Okay, so pause it. Yeah, he starts getting shit from one of his commenters there that his logic doesn't make sense of. Of course, the guy is right. It's funny, and I remember this on the last one. This is really, it's unbelievable. And it's a sad state of affairs for our whole like culture that this guy is such a popular commentator or whatever. It's like he's almost a cartoon version of what you'd want your opponent to be, which is kind of why I enjoy responding to these videos. Like, I'd never just make a video about this guy. I did that one time because he did a libertarian debunked thing, so I wanted to respond to that. But I'd never just make a video about this guy because it would feel like, what are you, beating up on this? Really? But he's coming at me, so it's kind of fun to respond to this. But he did the same thing last time where it's he automatically just decides to put you in this box that he thinks he can easily handle. Which is, so first off, he's going, oh, you guys support this Alabama voter ID law, which I don't think Rogan would support. I don't know. I, by the way, Hassan, if you want to really blow your mind, don't support democracy. So I have no issue with, I'd like a lot more voting restrictions than just showing your ID. But I don't, it's a little bit different to say you have to show your ID somewhere. I mean, I'm not like flipping out that, you know, Amtrak says you have to have your ID, although no one ever asked for it, but they do say that. I'm not flipping out that airports make you show your ID or that government buildings or a lot of private buildings make you show your ID. So yeah, I mean, some of these things are like, yes, it's a little bit different, man. It's a little bit different to have to fucking show your ID before you get a drink, let's say, because you got to prove that you're not a child who's getting the drink. Now, you could argue whether or not that's exactly right, whether 21 should be the law. I tend to personally think 21's a little bit on the old side to be the age of when you're allowed to have a beer. I don't really think there's a problem with 18-year-olds having a beer. You know, if they could go fuck, if they can vote, I think they could fucking have a beer. If they could go die in a war, I think they could have a beer. But that's a little bit different than saying you have to show proof that you've consumed a pharmaceutical product before you have dinner, before you have your jalapeno poppers. So again, these things are just a little bit different. But then he starts doing this like Southern redneck voice, which, by the way, is the exact same thing that it's the exact same thing that every racist has done ever. Just caricature and make this voice. Yep, that's me and Joe Rogan, just a couple of redneck Southerners. Rogan's from Boston and I'm from Brooklyn. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's just like, you're so, like, you only have one track, which is that, will you agree with me or your Fox News, you know, Sean Hannity supporting guy? So I'm assuming you're Fox News, Sean Hannity supporting guy. But yes, in the same sense that if you are going to have some age, which we got to have some age probably, that we think, you know, before you give a beer to someone is a reasonable thing to do. Yeah, okay, it's not the craziest thing in the world that there's some way to demonstrate that you are, in fact, that age. Now, all of these things could be done better. In the same sense, if you're going to vote, the idea that you have to actually prove that you are a citizen and you are, you know, a member of whatever, you know, if it's a state election, that you're a resident of that state or whatever. Yeah, no, not nearly as crazy as forcing someone to get vaccinated to, like, go to the store. Different things. You need a little bit better than this, Hassan. What do you got?
That happens regardless. So adding additional measures is only to, you know, stop more people from voting when we already have a problem with people not voting in this country, not the other way around. Whereas vaccine passports are not necessarily a bad thing. Do I understand that there could be an oppressive element to vaccine passports, specifically with not vaccinating certain communities, but American local governments have done a relatively decent job. Let's just pause again right there.
If you'll notice, here's a pattern, and this is one of the things I try to like give people. This is what I like about our this show that I've built here, right, is that the audience that I have built up here is an audience that cares about arguments and logic and being correct. And I like that. Those are my people. I like those people. And one of the things you'll notice for those people, now understand, not everyone is like that. And that's something we got to understand, and we got to get better at figuring out how to reach the people who aren't like that. But one of the things you'll notice with these people is that he never even attempts to make an argument in any of this. It's always just these kind of assertions of like, well, we have a problem with too little people voting, and therefore it's, you know, the problem is that we don't have a problem with too many people voting. I mean, I don't know. Man, did we have a lot of people voting in our last presidential election? We had a lot of people voting in the 2016 election. I don't know. My point is, he's not making an argument as to why you want more people to vote. He's just asserting that that's the case. However, I don't have a problem with vaccine passports. Like, okay, that's a nice preference. Why are you right? Give me something here. It's like, okay, you don't have a problem with it. Well, I do, and now it's a stalemate. So, this is just nothing. It's just yapping. By the way, Tim Pool said last time I was on his show that this guy streams for like 12 hours a day or something like that. So I understand he's just got to yap and yap. You probably can't come up with solid arguments 12 hours a day. Maybe he should focus on quality over quantity. But hey, what do I know? The guy's getting fucking rich. For a communist, he's a very rich man. So anyway, let's keep playing.
But American local governments have done a relatively decent job at trying to improve vaccinations within like black and brown communities and whatnot, even in fucking places like Florida, after people have criticized the Florida administration. But still, I do understand that there could be an oppressive element to vaccine passports, like a two-tiered system where like people can't fucking go and, enjoy dinners or whatever. But I think that it's good for and a necessity for the public good. This is how epidemiology works. This is, I believe that it's a good thing.
Oh, okay. Like, okay. Hold on. Let's just pause it right here. Okay. So he says that there could potentially be an oppressive element to this, that people can't go get dinner. However, he thinks it might be good for public health because that's how epidemiology works. Again, not an argument, just an assertion. That's how epidemiology works. From a guy who clearly learned the word epidemiology in the last 18 months and is now going to tell you that's how epidemiology works. That's how it works, people. Showing proof of vaccination before you go get dinner. That's how epidemiology works. Well, not till this. I mean, like, no. Epidemiology has been around for a while, and it's never worked like this before. I don't know. You guys ever remember showing vaccine status to go into a fucking local business? You ever remember states not even writing laws, not as if, like, the state senate or the state congress, like, passed some law, but just having, like, a mayor, you know, decree by fiat that businesses are compelled by the law to check people's vaccination standards. Well, if that's how epidemiology works, let me just tell you, sir, that's never how it's worked in the past. So this is a whole new way that it's working now. But again, this is the high school level argument. And you see this a lot, by the way, in like YouTube comments, on Twitter comments. People, it's deeply insecure people do this. They project their insecurity on you and then try to almost like mock you to a group. Like, oh, you don't know, dude? Oh, you don't even know. That's how epidemiology works. It's like, oh, well, actually, no, it's not. No, it's not at all. It's never been how it works at all. But okay. All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is BetterHelp.
BetterHelp offers professional counseling done securely online. So if you feel like there's something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, definitely check out BetterHelp. Whatever you're dealing with, BetterHelp has a wide range of counselors available for you. Plus, BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional offline counseling. Financial aid is also available, and it's really easy to get started. I'm a big believer in therapy. I know a lot of people who have benefited from it. I've benefited from it personally in the past. Almost all of my friends need more of it. So I personally believe there's no shame in it at all, and this is a great opportunity to do that. If it seems a little bit daunting to you, like traditional therapy, this really isn't so daunting. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online, and BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so it's easy and free to switch counselors if needed. You can send a message to your counselor at any time. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so it's the perfect way to do therapy during the pandemic and just with a busy lifestyle. Plus, you don't have to go back to sitting in an uncomfortable waiting room in the future. Just go to betterhelp.com/problem and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with help from an experienced professional. New testimonials from users are posted daily. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Go to betterhelp.com/problem. It's BetterHelp.com/problem. They'll give you 10% off your first month if you go to betterhelp.com/problem. All right, let's get back into the show. Let's keep playing.
I believe that it's a good thing, just like I believe that contact tracing was a good thing. Injecting fluids into your body and witnessing voting are non sequitur. Injecting fluids into your body is perhaps the stupidest way that I have ever fucking heard anyone describe what a vaccine is. You fail to realize how that would be a racist policy. No, I do not fail to realize how vaccination passports could have racially disparate outcomes. I do recognize.
Okay, just pausing for a second. Again, because this is now lefties attacking other lefties from the left, and this is not exactly our you know, how we think of these things. However, saying that you realize how it could have disproportionately racial effects, no, motherfucker, it will. 100% guaranteed will. Now, if you want to start to say that something having disproportionately, disparate effects on different demographics does not mean that it's racist, then okay, we could talk about that. I don't necessarily disagree with you. However, no, there's no debate about this. This is the facts of the matter. And I guess I am a few months after him on this video here now, so we have a lot more data in. But there is no question that it is disproportionately going to affect certain groups. Let's keep on.
I do recognize it, but also I understand it from a safety point of view. Mm. Yeah, landing on the moon is a touching a rock and coming back type energy. Yeah, vaccinations are just injecting liquids into your body. Landing on the moon is just touching a rock and coming back. You know, a fucking getting in a car crash is just being forced to walk.
How long do you think we can go in it, living in a totalitarian society before that's just what our society is? Yeah. And there's not really a memory of the old normal, or at least that seems like the old times. That's not who we are anymore.
I don't think there should be vaccine passports for going to the grocery store or a restaurant, but I do think that there should be vaccine passports absolutely for like large gatherings, okay? Once there is a certain number of people that are gathering in an area, 100% you should demonstrate that you have gotten vaccinated.
Okay, so let's pause it right there. So, by the way, Hassan just casually throws out there that he's also against the vaccine passports. It's like, if you're saying you don't think it should be for the grocery store or restaurants, but it should be for huge events, once you're past a certain number of people, okay, well, that's never what we were talking about, and what I'm objecting to is the other thing. But it also does kind of lead one to ask the question, okay, a certain number of people, what's the number? What exactly do you use to determine that number? I mean, I'm just curious. I'm not saying that that disproves the idea that we should do it on its own, but what is the reason that you think a lot of people gathering together there should be, compelled through, threats of violence to be vaccinated, but not at a restaurant? I mean,
you know, the interesting thing is that we've been having really large sporting events in this country without vaccine passports in many places. Texas has broken some attendance records in the last 6 months or so. Florida has been having huge events. But lots of other places, too, before the vaccine passports started spreading around. So if you want to, like, point to some evidence of how these events led to, like, spreading tons of the virus around, then okay, go ahead and do it. But to just say, well, yeah, I support it for after a certain number, okay. Nothing about that is a particularly, like, it is scientific. It's not even really an argument. It's just kind of saying, yeah, I'm for this. Okay, now give me the why. But the why never seems to come.
You have gotten vaccinated. Azan, come on. If you live in a rural area without vaccines, come on. Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean if you live in a rural area without vaccines? Alaska
from Denmark
opened up vaccinations to 16 plus a month ago, motherfucker. What are you talking about? What do you mean if you live in a rural part of the country? We're talking about international travel, and we're talking about vaccine passports being utilized in America specifically. Rural areas in this country were fucking vaxxed at higher percentages than cities because we fucking pumped the distribution as much as possible. This is literally a problem
now. I'll say this. I would want to double check that data. That rural areas are vaccinated at higher rates than people living in cities. I don't know for sure whether he's wrong on that, but I'm going to err on the side of he's wrong about that. But we could go. I encourage you to go check up on Hassan on that one.
This is literally a problem right now in America. This is only a problem for motherfuckers who don't want to get vaxxed up because they feel like they're going to, you know, turn gay or something when they get the vaccine. That's it. This is only a problem for people who don't want to get it.
Let's pause right there. So, Hassan, you got to understand, when you've been vaccinated and you're being this gay, it's going to make the rest of us concerned about also becoming gay when we get vaccinated. Stop being so vaccinated and stop being so gay, and I won't be worried about becoming gay from being vaccinated. I'm a married man. What happens to me if I turn gay? She's not going to be okay with that. Do you see what I mean? It's unbelievable, man, to even have to respond to this, but that's what they'll like throw at you. It's just, you know, they can never in any way honestly say, oh, let me grapple with why people are arguing that they don't want to get vaccinated. Or let me grapple with why people don't support a vaccine mandate. Because let's say there are lots of things that you could oppose someone doing, but still not want it to be mandated by the government. You know, like, I don't think, I don't know. I don't think you should be unfaithful to your wife, but I also don't want to see laws written about it. You know, there's lots of things that it's not really a question of whether you want to do it or believe in it. But that aside, look, Kamala Harris herself said that she didn't want to get vaccinated because she didn't trust Donald Trump. A whole bunch of Democrats said the same thing. So at least that you could understand where, yeah, you'd be totally sympathetic, I'm sure. I'm sure you weren't calling her out for that shit at the time. A lot of people don't want to get vaccinated because they just don't think COVID's that big of a threat to them, and they'd like to wait a little bit longer, see a little bit more data on the vaccines. A lot of people don't want to get vaccinated because they're pregnant or expecting to be pregnant soon. And, you know, if you look at it, the sample studies are not that big on pregnant women yet. And, you know, people want to really err on the side of caution in areas like that. A lot of people don't want to get vaccinated because they have natural immunity, which has been demonstrated to be substantially stronger than the vaccination protection. And even if they think that the risks of the vaccination are very small, they're like, why take any risk at all if I already have stronger protection than the vaccine offers me? Now, if you have a counter to any of those arguments, fine. But to reduce it to, oh, they're just worried they'll get gay or something, that's only me. I'm the only one who's not getting vaccinated out of fear of getting the gays. But come on, I mean, how do you even respond to something like that? It's so painfully stupid. And one of the things that makes Hassan a fun target is that he is painfully stupid and also condescending and confident. You know, it's just, it's a not a very attractive combination. All right, let's keep playing.
Most people that want to get a vaccine in the United States of America, it's literally free. Everyone that wants to get a vaccine in the U.S. can get a vaccine. We're not talking about there's excess vaccines everywhere around the country. It's fucking bullshit, okay? Vaccine passports also exist for countries with exotic diseases. So this is a system already in place for international travel to certain areas. So why do you not have a fucking 1984 George Orwin take when it comes to traveling to an African country, but you have a 1984 George Orwin take when it comes to traveling to fucking Europe?
All right, let's pause let's pause it right there. This is literally, the argument is, why do you not, like, why do you not have a problem with, you know, I don't know, someone stepping on someone's toe, but you do have a problem with them shooting someone in the face? Like, I don't know, man, because they're fucking drastically different in scale and in kind. It is a very different thing to say, if you're traveling to sub-Saharan Africa, we need to do some shit about malaria, than it is to say you can't go to a restaurant. That is a different thing. Hassan, you can't be this stupid. No one who can speak is this stupid. You understand why those two things are different. Why there is something a little bit more Orwellian and authoritarian about having to show proof of a consumption of a pharmaceutical product to have basic human liberties in society than having to get a vaccine if you want to travel to Central Africa. Now, you could argue that it is to some degree, and it is in an abstract sense, a violation of your freedom. Yes, someone who doesn't want to get that vaccine now can't travel to Central Africa. However, restricting someone's freedom to travel to Central Africa is a little bit different than restricting their freedom to live a life where they live. Those are different things. And I don't understand how any third grader could not understand the difference there. I don't believe you're this dumb. I think you're pretending. I just don't believe it. Maybe it's just that I want to have some degree of faith in humanity, and so I'm gonna try to give you the benefit of the doubt here. But I don't believe it. I don't believe you don't see the difference in those two things. Yes, they're both, you know, they are both in some sense restrictions on what a person can do. However, one is much, much less than the other. In other words, right? Let's say someone said, you can't, you know, Japan has a somewhat restrictive immigration policy. So if you were to say to someone, you can't go to Japan, that's the policy. Well, you could argue that's a violation of your freedom to travel to Japan in some abstract sense. Now, let's say someone else said, you're on house arrest. You can't leave your home. Do you see why one of those might be a little bit more alarming than the other? Do you get that? If the government just said tomorrow, every American is on house arrest, you cannot leave your house, would you say, oh, you're upset about that, but you're not upset about Japan's restrictive immigration policy? Or would you go, no, I get where that's a way worse version of that. That's like the level of scale here is radically different than the last one. Because really, it's a very small percentage of the population who wants to go to Japan, and for them to give that up is like not such a huge deal, whereas not being able to leave your home means you will starve to death in a matter of days or weeks, or if you're me, months, because I stock up, motherfucker. All right, let's keep playing.
A pandemic that's still ongoing. 1989 George Orwin, brother. I fucked it up. I said 1984.
if you look at the proposals, isn't a passport. It's an app, right? With your medical history, with that can, you know, your data can be tracked, your location can be traced, all of these things.
I don't get it. Like, anyone that fucking talks about the surveillance state right now needs to be probably not fucking using an iPhone or an Android and from like a burner phone. You know what I mean? I don't understand. Like, I don't know what they're doing. Like, you could very easily do contact tracing already.
Or we can go to what is.
Yeah.
The first accurate thing Hassan said so far is that he doesn't understand. I know you don't, bro. I'm trying to hope you really do, but I'm starting to think you don't. Yes, they could very easily do contact tracing right now with smartphones, which is the proposal that I'm trying to speak out against. Exactly. This is how they can do it. They're now proposing that they do it, and I don't want them to do it. Are we on the same track? Now do you understand? Now I think you understand. Okay, now that Hassan understands, let's move on. This is being proposed and talked about, which is a national caste system where there's one group of people who have basic freedoms and rights and one group of people who do not.
I don't understand.
I know!
This guy's literally talking about having a caste system in a country that already has a fucking caste system, whether it be a consequence of the criminal justice system, where we have a caste system for felons, whether it be a consequence of the racist history and systemic racism that Americans have lived under, that has created a caste system for black and brown people. I don't understand, or a caste system in general for poors, okay? For working poors. We already have a caste system.
All right, let's pause
in
it right
our.
Here. Oh, man. Hassan. All right. Okay. So I didn't watch any of this part of the video. So this is just, I'm taking this in, just bathing in this for a second and enjoying it. So forget all the leftist gooblyglock that he just spit out there, which I actually think there's probably part of it, not exactly the way he's saying, that I would agree with. Yes, you could say there are other types of two-tiered systems that we have in this country. But for him to go, I don't, for the seventh time, go, I don't understand. Michael Malice has some great line about this where it's like, if you keep saying you don't understand, you might be the problem here. Like, maybe that's a reflection on you that you don't fucking understand it. Listen, dude, it is not a fuck. If I'm saying we're introducing a new caste system, it is not an argument against that to say, but we already have these caste systems. You still wouldn't want to introduce a new one, motherfucker. You still don't want more of a two-tier. If you're saying we have this two-tiered society that is bad, I'm saying, okay, well, this is a new version of it that's fucking really bad. Now, just the thing about systemic racism and all this, these are just fucking, I don't know, buzzwords or anything like that. The idea of the criminal justice system and felons kind of being second-class citizens, absolutely, dude. Absolutely. And if they're fucking non-violent, you know, victimless crimes that they're convicted of felonies for, then fucking absolutely. That's appalling. That's appalling that we have fucking hundreds of thousands of people who don't have their basic Second Amendment rights, don't have like all this other shit. That, yeah, absolutely. But the answer to that isn't to create a whole new fucking caste system. So again, it's like he's just trapped in this unbelievably dumb binary thinking where if you're on this team, then you have to be against this. Like if you're not on my team, then you have to be on this team that would support all of this shit. So yeah. And in terms of like the class shit, I mean, yeah, dude, we live in a completely rigged game. And so I'm sure me and him would disagree about a lot of the details about that. But yeah, you could totally make an argument that like, yeah, there's a fucking, to some degree, like a tiered system between those who the system is rigged to favor and those who it's rigged against. I don't disagree with you about that. But this is a drastic new form of a two-tiered system that is way more blatant than that. You know, where there's literally an entire group of people that are now deemed second-class citizens, like legitimately second-class citizens in very basic things. So even though we have a system that is completely rigged for the powerful, the powerless can still go to fucking dinner. They can still go to a fucking salon or to whatever the fuck all these places that have restricted people who aren't vaccinated. So wouldn't you still be against that? Like what type of fucking argument is this? It's like, it'd be like, well, okay, let's say we have a two-tiered, what he called, we already have a caste system. Those were his words. We already have a caste system for, say, felons, right? And let's say, okay, well, I was going to make, I don't know, I was going to make being a dumb fucking model leftist a felony. Now, that's, and they're going to be in that other caste. Would you then go, well, why do you even care about that since we already have a caste system? It's like, well, because this makes it worse. How about that? This makes it fucking worse. Even if you believe all the shit you just said, this makes that problem much, much worse. This isn't an argument against what I'm saying. This is just nonsense. All right, guys, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is One Farm. One Farm produces plant-based products with organic ingredients sourced directly from the farmers that grew them, including CBD products made with organic hemp grown in Boulder, Colorado. The CBD is full spectrum, so it contains THC as well as other cannabinoids. All products are third-party tested. They combine quality CBD with other powerful botanicals like turmeric, chaga, maca to make some of the most effective products on the market. They have this great turmeric relief cream with 425 milligrams of CBD. Really helps joint pain and sore muscles. Daily 8 Immunity Boost gives any coffee a nice mocha flavor while supporting your immune system. The CBD also helps smooth out caffeine jitters. CBD oils come in cinnamon, peppermint, natural, and lemon. They make the flavoring in-house, and they have some of the best-tasting CBD on the market. They also have CBD available in soft gels. Make sure to go to onefarm.com, and if you use the promo code POTP, they're going to give you 30% off all orders for this month only. That's onefarm.com, promo code POTP for 30% off all orders, but this will expire, so go use it right now. Okay, let's get back into the show. All right, let's keep going.
Intersectional classist system. So there are
buzzwords.
A casteism already exists. The separation between caste system already exists.
Okay, all right. Don't add more. Like, whatever. All right.
Refuse to take the vaccine versus those who wanted to take the vaccine and got to take the vaccine is not a fucking caste system. I've already established that if you want to get the fucking vaccine in America, you're going to be able to get the vaccine. If you have allergies or some other reason why you can't get the vaccine, then that's understandable. You can't make the argument that I'm being racist to anti-vaxxers is what I'm trying to say. You can't make the argument in a system where there's like free vaccinations. Motherfuckers like simply cannot go out and get a vaccine, okay? It's free. They run them 24/7, but 7 days a week. You can literally get a vaccination.
Oh, okay. All right, hold on. Let's pause this because this almost seems like for the first time we're approaching what could be considered an argument. So Hassan is saying that this is not a caste system because you can go get the vaccine. Now, there is a fair point to that, okay? And people have criticized me for using the term caste system. And if you technically want to get into arguing definitions here, yeah, okay, I suppose there is something you could do to get you out of this caste. And by that, perhaps you could argue it's not a true caste system because in a caste system, there is nothing you can do to transcend your caste. I mean, okay, I think it's kind of semantics. You get the point that I'm making. But yes, I suppose that is a difference between traditional caste systems and the vaccine passport. I guess the problem with that from Hassan is that Hassan just claimed that felons live under a caste system when you can also choose to not commit felonies. You know, even though I would say, you know, like I think some felonies, like, I don't know, say drug possessions or gun possessions or things like that, that should not be felonies are, you certainly can choose to not do them. that doesn't have anything to do with the fucking morality. Like, that doesn't have anything to do with how evil it is to fucking, you know, like, to make someone a second-class citizen for doing something that they have every right to. Doing something that is only, it just like drugs or just like gun possession or any of this stuff, is only something that affects their body. It is their body, their, you know, their body, their choice, right? So it's tough for you when you just called these other things caste systems to, you know, now say, oh, well, you can't technically refer to this as a caste system. But if someone wants to really be a stickler and make the argument that it is a definitional part of a caste system, that there is nothing you can do to escape that caste, then okay, by that technicality, it's not a caste system. But it's still a two-tiered system, making one group of people second-class citizens that is fucking evil and just dangerous. Like, just fucking dangerous on every level. Dangerous to the stability of the country, dangerous to the amount of violence that it's going to incite from people who resist this, and most of all, dangerous to the unbelievable, like, ability for corruption and tyranny from the government. Not just what we already have, but how much worse this can clearly get. I mean, motherfucker, we're talking about giant pharmaceutical companies in collusion with governments forcing people to take their product in order to be able to live a normal life. Now, what type of honest lefty wouldn't see a problem with that? This is what's so infuriating with the fucking left, especially when they just go around fucking parroting these fucking corporate fucking talking points. Like, again, I don't even think, like, Hassan may claim to be a communist or a socialist or whatever the fuck he claims to be. I don't think he's any of that shit. He's a fucking neoliberal. That's what he is. A fucking neoliberal, dude. You're a fucking Democrat, motherfucker. That's what you are. You ain't no fucking radical. You're a fucking, you know, JP Morgan Chase, fucking Pfizer, Merck, Moderna spokesman. That's what you are. You ain't no fucking radical. You got nothing you're saying is a threat to the system. This motherfucker, in the last video he fucking made about me, now this is months ago, was my last Rogan appearance, but the video before that was my Rogan appearance before that. The motherfucker was wearing a fucking Fauci Cuomo hat in the video. That's who he was saying, yeah, it didn't age too well, did it? Yeah, maybe stop fucking just listening to the fucking corporate press and getting your talking points from them, Mr. Socialist. You're on the side of the fucking big corporations here, you dumbass. Anyway, so that's all right, let's keep playing.
The only reason why motherfuckers don't want to get the vaccine is because they're afraid of it for dumbass reasons. So you can't turn around and be like, especially at a time when like the rest of the world is begging for more vaccines. Imagine being a fucking American piece of shit, a hog that has the opportunity to get a vax and just still is like, I don't want to do it, brother. Don't fucking take away my freedom. Fuck you, dude. I mean, seriously, get oppressed. Get fucked, get oppressed. Fuck yourself. I straight up 100% believe it. If you are an anti-vaxxer,
okay,
you deserve to be oppressed.
Okay, let's stop it right there. That's fucking interesting, man. Wow. Okay, so thank you. Thank you for dropping the mask and just fucking coming out with it. So here's the fucking thing. Because before I think earlier, I forget because this is so stupid, it's making me dumber and hurting my brain. But I thought he said it was an oppression earlier in the video, but I guess now he's saying, fuck you, get oppressed. Okay. Well, see, before I said that this guy Hassan was on the side of the big corporations, and that is true, but he's also on the side of the police state. And here's the thing, Hassan, you fucking dumb male model. Come fucking oppress me, motherfucker, and see what happens. Like, what? Once you go to that level, get oppressed, then we're not really having an argument anymore. This isn't an invitation to an argument. It's an invitation to a fight. So come fucking oppress me and see what me and my people do to you and your people. That's all I can say to that. But you're not going to oppress me. No, Hassan, you're not going to do shit, are you? But who will? The fucking police state. That's who will do it. That's who you're calling for to do it. So you're not actually going to do shit because you're a bitch. You don't fucking have any like fucking intention of doing anything. You'll just say, get oppressed. And by the way, the cops are the ones who are going to be fucking enforcing this. So you're a shill for big corporations and for the police state. And this is why I say you're not a fucking socialist. You're not a fucking leftist. You are a neoliberal. You are a Democrat, a boring fucking corrupt Democrat. That's what you are. You fucking, that's what the fuck you are. You're Jesus Christ. Who the fuck, who's a good fucking example? You're Bill Clinton, motherfucker. That's who you are. I'm a fucking radical.
The rest of the world is fucking crying for vaccines. We have an abundance of it, and you literally just don't want to take it for idiotic reasons. You deserve to be oppressed every day of the fucking week.
And this is already happening. It's being done in New York City. It's being done in other countries. And there were reports in the Washington Post about the Biden administration meeting with these big businesses to say, oh, you know what? It's not really good enough to do a local level or a state level thing. We need to have one national standard. So you're talking about a national caste system.
Brother, the entire purpose of a caste system is that there are boundaries that you literally cannot escape because of national socioeconomic factors or because of factors outside of your control. Refusing to take the vaccine because you believe it's going to forcibly feminize you is not a caste system. It's just you being a fucking moron. It's like being upset about traffic laws. It's literally the same energy as being upset that you can get ticketed for not having a seatbelt on when you're driving. You're a fucking idiot. And yes, you should be punished in some way for being a fucking idiot. Now, if the American government didn't all right, do all it...
Hassan, if you should be punished in some way for being a fucking idiot, you may not want to live under that regime. This may not be the place for you. This may not be the society for you where we punish people for being a fucking idiot. Yes, I know. It's the same as traffic laws. It's the same as traffic laws to have a fucking two-tiered system where millions of Americans are deemed second-class citizens and don't enjoy basic human rights because they won't consume a pharmaceutical product. That's the exact same thing as fucking the speed limit. And you're sure you want to punish idiots. Think that through. Think about it real hard. Rub both of the brain cells together that you got and make sure that's really what you support, motherfucker. God damn. God, is he a fun foil. He's just, this guy's too easy. Too fucking easy to tear apart. All right, guys, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is Bambi. When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries are not cheap. An average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small businesses. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business, and they help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. It's month-to-month, there's no hidden fees, and you can cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let Bambi help you get your free HR audit today. And you can do that by going to Bambi.com/POTP right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambi.com/POTP, Bambi.com/POTP. All right, let's get back into the show. All right, let's keep playing.
Good. To offer free vaccines to every single person. If there was legitimate boundaries that prevented people, like certain groups of individuals, certain people from not being able to get this vaccine, then yes, I would understand why this vaccination process or the subsequent passport could be oppressive. How does someone not taking the vaccine correlate to missing vaccines in other countries? We are incredibly spoiled here in the United States. We are so, so, so spoiled here in the U.S. We have an abundance of vaccines. while the rest of the world is literally suffering and starving and trying to fucking get vaccines. You know how people say, like, oh, you're not going to finish your food? There's starving kids in Africa. There's motherfuckers dying because there's not enough oxygen in India, and there's not enough people getting vaccinated in India because there's just far too many people there and not enough vaccines. We have an abundance of vaccines that we're literally holding on to so that dumbass hogs in, like, Orange County can say, I don't want to take this vaccine because it's going to make me gay, brother. Like, that's literally where we're at right now, where the rest of the world is fucking dying. We have moved beyond that hurdle and now are once again hurting ourselves in confusion, because that's what America does. We fuck shit up. We get 550,000 deaths as a consequence of COVID because we don't want to fucking follow the lockdown measures and follow protocol, because that's anti-American, goddammit. We get fucking absolutely cumstered and dumpstered by COVID. Then finally, we have an opportunity to, like, eradicate this problem and go back to normal. Fuck, I just want to go back to fucking normal. And then once we get to that point, there's still dumbass hogs who are like, I won't take the vaccine. I want to literally forcibly vaccinate these motherfuckers in their sleep, okay? I do not give a fuck about American values. I do not give a fuck about your dumbass concerns. You
okay,
are
let me
a
just,
fucking delusional.
Okay, yeah. I'm delusional or whatever. Okay. When you say you want to forcibly vaccinate me in my sleep, again, just like before, no, you don't. You don't. You want a man to do it, for sure. I believe that you want a man to come forcibly vaccinate me in my sleep, but you don't want to do it. No, you don't. No, you don't. And if you do, come fucking try. Come try to do it. I just, like, what else do I, how else do you respond to something like this? So go do it. Oh, why are you not doing it? Because you're too much of a fucking pussy bitch to fucking do it. So you want a man to come do that to someone, but you're not actually going to do that because the vaccines made you gay. That's all I'm saying. The vaccine made you gay, and you don't actually have the balls to come do that to anyone. I'm sorry. I just don't know how to respond to that other than this shit. But by the way, it does, it's funny. I think I have this on my phone. I'm almost sure I have this. Oh, sorry. I just pulled that up, and my wife had texted me a picture of my daughter earlier, and I had a moment. Oh, okay. Hold on. I think I have this somewhere here because it's so funny. You know, I was, we talked about this data a couple weeks ago on the show, or this poll. It's a poll from the New York Times, right? Because they talk about, oh, you're such a moron, and people who don't want to take the vaccine have no idea. They believe all this wild shit. What do you think, it's going to turn you gay or something like that? You know, keep in mind that the chances that somebody with COVID would have to be hospitalized are, they say it's between 1 and 5%. And the truth is it's much closer to 1%. And if you're like a healthy person who doesn't have, like, wild, you know, like, it's really close to 1%. Only 1% that you'd have to be vaccinated. Amongst Democrats, the people who believe it was 50% and up were 41%. 41% of Democrats believe that it was 50% or higher odds that you'd be hospitalized for COVID. 28% of Democrats believed it was 20 to 49%. So here you have, if my math is correct here, that 69%, just about 70% of Democrats are wildly off about what the threat of COVID actually is. Like, not a little bit, not off, best case scenario, off by 20 times, and most of them way more than that, more like 50 times exaggerated the threat or more, 50% and up. Like, so you could say we're all morons who just don't want to take it. The truth is that, and by the way, I should add this into it too. It was the people who thought it was 50% or higher, the chance of hospitalization, amongst Republicans, 28%, and 20 to 49%, 23% of Republicans. So even amongst Republicans, you had over 50% who put it from 20% and up. So even Republicans were way, and of course, why is this? Because there's been this giant propaganda campaign to scare the shit out of people about COVID. So they can say you're a moron for not wanting this new mRNA vaccine or any of this shit. But the truth is that your survival rate for COVID, for someone like me, who is a healthy, someone in their 30s who's healthy, who has none of these major comorbidities, none of these major underlying conditions that really make it a problem if you get COVID. The survival rate from COVID is like something like, I mean, just in general in my age range, it's like 99.97. But if you factor in all the health things, it's probably like 99.9997, something like that. And then the survival rate, I would concede, if you're vaccinated, is a little bit higher. Like, it does seem like you're less likely to die. But it's just not that big of a concern. And then, of course, there's a lot of people who don't want to take the vaccine for all the other reasons we laid out before. But the idea that they just make it, they try to paint this picture that you're just the dumb one. Motherfucker, look at this data. Who are the ones who don't know what the fuck is going on here? I'm sorry, Hassan, but it's not the people who the corporate press have told you. And since you're just a neoliberal Democrat, you know, since you're just basically Al Gore, that you fucking don't understand this. But you got it all wrong here, brother. These aren't the people who are completely misled and are completely over-exaggerating a threat. It's not them. All right, let's keep playing.
Delusional, moronic psychopath, and you are hurting other people. You are preventing us from finally moving on, you piece of shit. I do not care about your fucking personal feelings.
I'll pause it right here. Listen, Mike Dukakis. The problem here is not, we're not preventing you from doing anything, dude. There's lots of places where they've moved on. Go to South Dakota. Go to Texas. Go to Florida. Go to Sweden. Go to Japan. You can move on. The ones preventing you, you're literally, it's like fucking some version of Stockholm Syndrome, where the person kidnapping you and telling you you can't do anything, and you're blaming the other person kidnapped for bothering. You pissed off the kidnapper, and now because of you, we can't do anything. No, motherfucker. Because of your fucking government, you can't do anything. They could just decide you can do it, and then go do it. Which, by the way, my guess is Hassan has been living quite fine this whole time. I bet he's not had masks on at parties everywhere he's gone. And I bet he had a lot of fun during the lockdown in his like fucking $5 million home or whatever the fuck he's got. He's been fine. But yeah, you could just move on, as many places have. Anyway, let's keep playing.
You are a gigantic shitlord. And if you feel unsafe or you can't go to the fucking grocery store because you didn't get fucking vaccinated when you could, and still have the opportunity to do so, but you don't want to, then fuck yourself.
This is an idea straight out of the Chinese social credit system. This is what they're proposing.
Oh my God, we have an American credit system, you fucking idiot. God damn, these people are so stupid. Like, yeah, the Chinese social credit system is fucking dog shit. Guess what? We have one too, by the way. It's like China. Having vaccine passports is like China. Yeah, dude, literally everything is China in that respect then. If having a vaccine passport is exactly like the Chinese social credit system, then what the fuck is our credit system that is already in place? Or what the fuck is, I don't know, fucking driver's licenses, seat belts, like zoning requirements and shit when you want to build a building. Like, everything is China. Any sort of government restriction is authoritarian inherently, okay?
Hold on. You hit something good there. Yes. Ding, 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 ding. All right. Yes. Any type of government restriction is authoritarian inherently. That is true. That also doesn't mean that they're all the same, that they're all equal. In the same way, as Hassan just admitted, right? Any government policy is inherently authoritarian. There is something authoritarian about them saying, you know, whatever. You have to have a ramp for a handicapped person before you can open this business. Now they're saying we will use force to not let someone who doesn't have that ramp continue to have their business, right? And Hitler committing genocide is also authoritarian. One's worse. One's worse than the other. And it's the ramps. I'm telling you, the ramps are the real problem here. No, you get my point, right? One is worse. It doesn't. Yes, you're right. All government, you know, all government is authoritarian. That's the nature of government. They are rules backed by threats of violence, which they will use if you break their rules. However, that doesn't mean that they're all the same. In fact, there can be drastic differences on scale of how evil these things are. And so that's kind of a running theme through this whole topic that you don't seem to want to address. Hold on, bring it back just a few seconds because there was something else I wanted to say there that I forgot. It's throwing a lot of dumb.
I think it's China in that respect then.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Having a vaccine.
Yeah, so, yes. So to say, like, I'm sorry. Yeah, I completely blanked on that. Of course, the credit system, right? So to say that, look, I'm not saying that because any government authoritarianism is China. There's lots of things that have nothing to do with China that are authoritarian government policies. And there are lots of policies that it would be ridiculous to say that's China just because they're an authoritarian policy. I am saying that this policy is strikingly similar to one of the most recent terrifying policies in China, which is the social credit system, which, by the way, for people who don't know, is not that old. It's only really in the last, I think, decade that they've been planning and just recently implementing the social credit system in China. Now, for you to compare this, here's some real fucking, in between his fucking neoliberal fucking, you know, John Kerry talking points, he sprinkles in a little bit of this, like, socialist nonsense. The idea that the credit system in America is anywhere near as bad as the social credit system in China is fucking dumb. It's just really fucking dumb. And Hassan believes we should live in a society where fucking idiotic people suffer some fucking penalties. So let me just say this. I was literally just the other day talking to a friend of mine because I just did like a credit check and my credit's good. It's not great. My friend has way better credit than me. And he makes about, I think probably a fourth of what I make. I probably make about four times more than him, but he's got better credit because he's been better about paying his bills on time than I have. It's actually kind of fair. Now, by the way, half my shit of not paying my bills is just that I've fucking been an idiot and just haven't fucking paid my bills on time. Like, I literally will just fucking, I had the money and just fucking forgot and was late and then had to pay a late fee and that. But yeah, before someone gives you some of their money, they might be kind of interested to know, hey, how good have you been at returning money that's been given to you previously? This is not something that the government imposes on people. This is a private fucking, you know, voluntary agreement where you're asking for money from other people and people want to know how good you've been at paying back the money and paying your obligations in the past. That is very different than the Chinese Communist Party saying we want to know how well you follow rules and we will dictate from that things like whether you get high-speed internet or not. It's just slightly different. Slightly different things. All right, let's keep playing.
He's inherently disclusionary and authoritarian. It is what it is. That's how power fucking works. But the reality is that authoritarian action and that exclusion is supposed to be justifiable. Seatbelt laws exclude people that or target people that don't want to wear fucking seatbelts, okay? You are actually being discriminatory towards people that don't want to wear seatbelts when they're driving.
Yes.
But there are seatbelt laws regardless because it helps people not die as much when they're fucking driving around. Libertarians are going to get extra triggered by this, but age of consent laws are discriminatory against people that want to fuck people that are under the age of 18. But we understand and recognize that and respect that because it seems like a smart thing to fucking do so that people aren't manipulated and raped, statutory raped by adults. Okay? That kind of oppression in that sense, in that theoretical sense, is understandable and justifiable. The credit card system is clearly not a social credit system.
All right,
system.
Let me just pause it right there. First off, I'm not triggered by that at all, you fucking creep. Yeah. You shouldn't be allowed to fuck kids. I don't know why that's an issue for you to bring up, Hassan, but yes, you're right. There are things. There are, but this is just really fucking stupid. So it's like, well, yeah, I mean, right, laws against murder also discriminate against people who want to murder. Yes, that is true. But the point is, as you just yourself said, they have to be able to be justified, right? So actually, by the way, seatbelt laws are kind of bullshit, but that aside, it's bullshit on a much lower level. The funny thing is, like I said before, this is what's interesting about that, because it's a big gap there between his two examples, which were raping kids and seatbelt laws. Yes, not triggered at all by the raping kids. I think libertarians would actually be more triggered by the seatbelt law. But the truth is that when you have meaningless laws that are only to protect some, you know, legislating that someone protect themselves and not protect others, well, you can get some bad consequences from that. And this neoliberal Democrat, who is, of course, on the side of the big pharmaceutical companies and the police state, you know, the other thing that seatbelt laws allow is a real fucking opportunity for cops to pull people over. And then what's the next step from there? Now you got another encounter with police. And maybe someone mouths off to that cop and now they fucking start getting aggressive back with you and it becomes a whole fucking thing. Yeah, little laws like that are really what the police state benefits from. Every little law. You know how many different fucking, you know, like awful police brutality stories started with, oh, he didn't have his seatbelt on, or, oh, I smelled marijuana in the air, or one of these fucking little things. Yeah, you could justify all types of laws with this bullshit logic. But if you're saying they have to be justified, basically, yeah, that's the way power works and it's authoritarian, but you know it has to be justified. Okay, you justify to me why someone with natural immunity, which is much stronger than the protection you get from the vaccine, can't go into a fucking restaurant. You justify to me why someone with a negative COVID test from today or someone with antibody tests from the last month, why they can't go into a restaurant, but someone who did consume the pharmaceutical product that these big pharma companies are getting filthy rich off of can. Justify that. Give me the argument why that actually makes sense if the goal here was just safety. I bet you won't. All right, guys, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is Fume. Fume is the natural inhaler that makes it easy to get the benefits of superplants on the go. Here's how simple it is. Fume is a Canadian-made wooden inhaler. No electronics, no chemicals added. Only cores filled with the benefits of superplants. Fume is a natural and portable tool for allergy relief, relaxation, and it's a great nicotine replacement tool with its pocket fit. You simply slide your favorite cores into Fume and breathe in the benefits of Mother Nature. It's that simple. Check out their variety of blends and their benefits at breathefume.com and use the promo code PROBLEM10 for 10% off your order. It's breathefume, BREATHEFUM.com. The promo code is PROBLEM10 for 10% off your order. This thing is really great. It's really relaxing. I've actually just started using it for allergies because I get seasonal allergies and it's very helpful. Check it out, breathefume.com/problem, and use the promo code PROBLEM10 to save 10% off and breathe in the benefits of the world's super plants today. All right, let's get back into the show.
There are literally worse disadvantages in the credit score system than there are in the social credit system. Social credit system is worse because it shuts off amenities like high-speed rail and whatnot if you are seen as a delinquent person. But at least the social credit system, you can work your credit up by actually fucking throwing trash out or doing community service. Whereas in the credit card system, in the credit system that we have in the United States, the only way to work it up is if you fucking magically have money, okay? So there is advantages and disadvantages to both systems.
Hold on. No, dude, actually, the Chinese social credit system does all of the negative things that our credit system does, plus a whole lot more. So they will also affect your, like, what housing you can get and all of these other financial aspects on top of these other things, like whether you can get on a plane or get high-speed internet or, like, a whole bunch of other shit. So, no, you're just wrong about that. But to say, oh, yes, there are things you can do to improve your social credit in China, so it's actually better than our credit system because you can take out trash or whatever and let the government know you're a good little obedient slave. Well, I mean, the things you can do in our credit system are start paying your bills on time. Now, I used to have real shit credit. I got it up. It's really not even that hard. I did it before I was making even like really good money. I got it like way up. I used to have real shit credit and got it a lot better just because, you know, started being a little more responsible and pay your bills on time. Really not something that is unachievable to do. Anyway, let's keep playing.
when you compare one another. In America, if you have bad credit, good luck renting a fucking home, okay? That's not a big deal though, right? Yeah, shut the fuck up. Also, we don't even have fucking high-speed rail to take away.
By the way, China already has the COVID passport. This is what China does.
It's like looking at contact tracing and saying that contact tracing is a remnant of the surveillance state and it's fucking damaging and devastating, and then saying China did contact tracing. Okay, so did South Korea, so did Australia, so did numerous other countries that were incredibly successful.
Hold on, pause it. Oh, man. All right, I know this was months ago, and I have the advantage of hindsight, but so did Australia. Is not as strong a case as you think it is, my brother. Oh, man, so did Australia. And what's gone wrong with them? Yeah, sure, you're watching videos every day of the cops stomping someone out for the crime of going outside to breathe some fresh air, but it's what? What's the problem? Australia did it. Where do you think this is going to lead to? Making them a fucking prison island? All right. Yeah, that's right. Look, man, the whole thing he's going down here is like, yeah, okay, just because they did this and they did this doesn't mean you can invoke them. Yes, okay, I understand that, right? But it's not like, again, these things are all just a matter of, like, degree and within reason, you know? So, yes, if I were to say, like, you know, in America, they wear shoes, and Stalin wore shoes. That would be kind of a ridiculous comparison. However, if America started centrally planning food prices, and I was like, this is what happened in Stalin's Soviet Union when everyone starved, that would be a lot more reasonable. So what I'm saying is we're implementing the Chinese social credit system, and that's really creepy because it's one of the creepiest things that China does. That's the argument. Now deal with that. Let's keep playing.
Wait. So why the fuck are you just talking about China? Well, why? Because he's trying to fearmonger. This literally reeks
correct.
Of,
correct.
Well, you know, Hitler
yes.
was a
yes.
vegan lol energy. You know what I mean? It's
all
like,
right, hold
okay.
on. Pause it right there. Correct. I'm trying to fearmonger. That's right. By the way, fucking, as I just said, 70% of Democrats put it between a 20 to 100% chance that you're hospitalized. I'm not the only one trying to fearmonger here, motherfucker. The whole goddamn country is like, or at least huge percentages of it. 70% of the fucking Democrats, nearly 50% of Republicans have a wildly, completely removed from reality like funhouse mirror version idea of how dangerous COVID is. So while there's the biggest propaganda campaign in modern human history to fearmonger about that, yes, I'm fearmongering about the government response to that. Absolutely correct. I think you should be afraid of that. Now, again, to the Hitler was a vegan. First off, he was a vegetarian, you dumb motherfucker. And that's being dumb. And there should be consequences for people who are dumb in your society, Hassan Piker. Okay? He was a vegetarian. But again, like I said before, with the Stalin wore shoes example, yes, that would be stupid. But if our government started loading Jews onto boxcars, and I pointed out that that's what Hitler did, that would make sense. Can you graduate from second to third grade, Hassan? How do so many people listen to this guy? It's so insane. This is I'm fear-mongering about that. I am terrified to live in a country where this many people listen to this clown. All right, let's keep playing.
It doesn't mean veganism is bad, motherfucker, just because Hitler was a fucking vegan. All right? Here's another thing China does. Fucking jail people for murder, okay?
Whoa.
We do too. Does that mean that jailing people for murder is a bad thing just because China does it? Are
no,
you
it
fucking
doesn't.
Stupid?
Why
it's
would
also,
it
logically, it doesn't seem to make sense. If the vaccine is available to everybody who wants it and everybody who wants it gets vaccinated, who are we protecting?
Yeah.
If these folks are out there that aren't vaccinated, that are supposedly these super spreaders, and that's what we're supposed to stop, right? The idea is that these people who aren't vaccinated, they're dangerous, and we have to, you're not being a good citizen because you haven't been vaccinated, so what we're going to do is we're going to keep you.
Yes, if you are not vaccinated and you refuse to get a vaccine, you are dangerous, and you are a piece of shit. Anti-vaxxers are fucking dangerous. Anti-vaxxers are dangerous.
So,
anti-vaxxers
okay.
are fucking...
Pause it right there. Don't you notice, I mean, I don't understand how anyone could watch this, and not even just see that little clip from Rogan, and go, that was a reasonable question he just asked. And he's not even like saying anything definitive. He's just asking a question. He's like, wait, this is supposed to be how it is. So then why, how would this work? Like, he's just asking a reasonable adult question. And Hassan responds with, yeah, you are dangerous. Yeah, you fucking idiot. You are dangerous. What he's saying is that if the vaccine works and therefore the vaccinated people are not at risk, what risk do the unvaccinated pose to the vaccinated? That's the question. Now, Hassan's answer is just, yeah, sure, of course you're fucking a risk. And you're an idiot. What? Just answer his question. The guy's just asking a fucking question. And the thing about Rogan that's great, which is what people love about him, is that if you gave him a good answer to that, he'd go, oh, okay, I see what your answer is there. Hassan doesn't have one. That's your issue, dude. You don't have an answer. You have bullshit. All right, let's keep playing.
Baboons who are literally a danger, a literal danger to society.
How?
Sorry, that is straight up the fucking truth. You are not a good citizen, you deserve to be punished, and you are literally dangerous. Aren't they mostly dangerous to other anti-vaxxers though? Not necessarily, because that's not how fucking pandemics or epidemics work. That's not how epidemiology works.
But I think the Biden administration has rejected this so far. Like, there was a discussion where they were asked, and I think, what's her name, Jen?
I don't even think it's going to happen, the vaccine passport, but it should. I don't have a fucking ethical problem with it. I don't think a vaccine passport is a bad thing.
I don't care what you think. You're wrong. It is going to happen. I don't care what you have an ethical problem with. I don't care. Like, they're all just opinion statements, assertions. No one cares. No one cares what a dumb male model who's for 16-year-old chicks thinks. It's like, what's your fucking answer to Rogan's question? You've got nothing. Nothing. If you fucking don't think, if the vaccine works, then the vaccinated don't need to be protected from the unvaccinated. Let's keep playing.
That you should make fun of anti-vaxxers. You should, at every step of the way, make fun of and apply social pressure and bully anti-vaxxers. There it is. I'm fucking saying it.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. By the way, thank you to get to this point. Admit it. You're a fucking child. You're a child. This is why you're for 16-year-old girls. Okay, fine. You think you should make fun of and bully anti-vaxxers. Okay, because you certainly can't argue with them. So, okay, go ahead. Make fun. Like, I don't know what to say. Come bully me, motherfucker. Like bully me. But you don't actually want to bully me. You want the fucking cops to. That's my only problem. I don't care. If all you fucking, like, fucking Democrat nerds want to come fucking bully, come try to bully. Like, I do whatever you want to. Go for it. Make fun. Sure. I don't care. But you don't want that. What do you want? You want the fucking police state. You want Australia, motherfucker. You want us beat in the streets by the fucking cops who you claim to be critics of. That's the issue. That's the issue.
Acceptable position. It is not a position that you should maintain. It is not a position that you should ever fucking entertain either. It is psychotic, okay? It's like entertaining flat earthers, except flat earthers are just dumb motherfuckers that you can laugh off. But anti-vaxxers present a genuine threat. So that's the difference.
How?
Vaccine passports will hurt poor people, though. Most that aren't vaxxed are disproportionately minorities. See, this is the fucking take that has a little bit of credence, but it's still not entirely fucking true. In a lot of places around America, including fucking Florida, of all goddamn places, vaccinations are fucking free and are being focused and distributed in black and brown neighborhoods, specifically so that black and brown people are encouraged to get the vaccine.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Look, no one's arguing that black and brown people aren't encouraged to get the vaccine. We're telling you they're not getting them because they don't want them, because they don't believe you. That's the thing. No one's telling you. No, the argument here was never, I certainly never made the argument, that the vaccine isn't widely available. Yeah, you can get it. And yes, the taxpayers have been forced to pay for it. Sure. But black people, in large numbers, don't want to get it because they don't believe you, Hassan. And maybe it's because you're a fucking stooge for big corporations and the police state, and they see through your garbage nonsense because you are for 16-year-old white girls, not for them. All right, let's keep playing.
Is within a 5-mile radius of a vaccine distribution center currently. I am the number one criticizer of inequality baked into the American capitalist system. This is not an area where I will fucking say that there is a tremendous level of inequality. The inequality of black and brown communities not vaccinating themselves or not getting vaccinated does not necessarily stem from the economic inequality. Surely that is a hurdle, no matter what. Obviously, that's always going to be a hurdle. If you're black or brown, if you're poor on average, you're going to have a harder time being able to get a fucking vaccine because you're going to have a harder time getting off work. But right now, as it stands, the real reason or the
dominant reason right here. I'll be honest. I don't know how much more of this I can take. So first of all, that's a dumbass argument anyway. You're going to have a harder time getting off work. Like you could do it on the weekends. I don't know. This is just stupid. They do it at like fucking Duane Reade and CVS, and the pharmacies are open way past fucking working hours. So like, this is stupid. But if you're even going to admit, like from his perspective, that there is an inequality here and it's going to be harder for those people to get the vaccine, like, okay. So you're going to admit it's harder for them to get the vaccine, but you'll still rob them of being able to fully participate in society. But I mean, it's just jalapeno poppers. You know, it's just a water fountain. Who fucking cares? Not a big deal. The other thing, the idea of being like, I'm the loudest spokesman against inequality. We're talking about creating a whole tier of Americans who can't fully participate in normal life. Now, I don't think you are the biggest spokesman against inequality. I know you want to believe that you're fucking, you know, whatever. You're some radical socialist revolutionary or whatever. But you're not, dude. You're not. You're just a fucking neoliberal Democrat. That's what you are. And that's what the whole Young Turks are, too. Their whole fucking thing. Talk shit about the police state. Talk shit about big corporations and their influence of money in politics. But you know what? When it really comes down to it, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? You're on the side of the police state, on the side of the big corporations who have bought off our government and against the black people who have just chosen to not want to take a fucking pharmaceutical product for a virus that is truthfully for the vast majority of people a very small threat to actually hospitalize or kill them. You know, maybe it's a threat to get sick, you know, like get a nasty bug. Okay, give you that. But yeah, man, I don't know. I'm going to call it a wrap right here because it's just too much. It's just, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't have done a whole episode on this, but the truth is it's like, it's like a few 100,000 views on YouTube and then I'm sure a whole bunch more on other platforms with this guy trying to take me on. So I kind of felt like almost like I should respond to this. So I don't know. I hope you guys had some fun with that. If nothing else, let it encourage you. This is our opposition. This is what we're dealing with on the other side. I think there's a white pill in that for you somewhere. Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. Appreciate it. We'll be back soon with a brand new episode. Peace.